Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Traubman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Exciting news here at Room 33. The newly redesigned webpage is finished and up live. It's still carltraubman.com, but I think you'll find it much easier to navigate than the previous one. You'll find links to Stitcher, Facebook, and Twitter, and other sites on the right-hand side. The tag cloud has been beefed up and is really cool. If you hover your mouse over a topic, you will see how many podcasts there are that are related to it. A simple click, and you are connected to them. And you can access all 212 previous podcasts in the podcast library. They are in reverse chronological order. Other links, including ones to my writings and books, are also available in the newly redesigned banner. My latest podcasts will always be on the front page and in the podcast library. And if you want to comment on any podcast, you can do so in the podcast library or, of course, through the contact link. Now for today's podcast. Did you catch the outrageous statement made by Afghan President Hamid Karzai recently? On Saturday, there were 19 deaths in Afghanistan due to two suicide bombings. On Sunday, referring to the Taliban, he said this, quote, "The explosions in Kabul and Khost yesterday show that they are at the service of America and at the service of this phrase, 2014. They are trying to frighten us into thinking that if the foreigners are not in Afghanistan, we would be facing these sorts of incidents," end quote. What? The Taliban at the service of America? As you might expect, the headlines in the media are full of outrage. Here are a few from a search of Google News from USA Today. Karzai accuses U.S. of collaborating with Taliban. From an NPR blog, Afghan President Karzai claims Taliban-U.S. colluding. And from the Wall Street Journal, Karzai inflames U.S. tensions. Let's be brutally frank. Karzai is engaged in domestic Afghan politics. He wants to be seen as standing up to America as a proud nationalist, so he hints that the U.S. can now have more legitimate claims as to why they need to remain after 2014, when American combat troops are scheduled to leave. By the way, April 2014 is when the next presidential election for Afghanistan is slated to be held. I mean, Karzai does have lots of reasons to be frustrated with the Americans. The prison at Bagram is not fully under the control of the Afghans still. There have been accusations of killing and torture by Afghans that work for American special operations. Even though civilian casualties were down in 2012, they were still horrific. 4,805 injuries and 2,754 deaths. The fact that 81% of these casualties have been attributed to elements against the government makes me question, why is he blasting the Americans? Perhaps because he can? Oh yes, the American people have lots of reasons to be frustrated with the Afghans. The financial cost, over $619 billion so far. The human cost, over 2,100 American lives so far. And the likely prospect that the end of 2014 will not produce a clear-cut victory over the Taliban, but instead this, a fragile Afghan democracy that is filled with corruption and forced to make some compromises with the Taliban in order to hold the country together. Now, I know about political rhetoric, but the Taliban at the service of America? That goes over the line. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Traubman, and you're in Room 33.